Are you ready for some more word today? All right, let's lift up your Bibles or your iPod, your iPad, anything that you've got. If you don't have anything, just lift your hand. Let's honor these scriptures. People die trying to take these scriptures into certain places in the world. That's how precious it is. How precious is this word to us? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what it says I can have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is ready. I'll never be the same. Because I'm about to receive the living word of God. It's active and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. And it's going to cause me to grow to be a stronger Christian in Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. A little radical in here. Hallelujah. Well, it's interesting because I want to make a comment that remember that this is the week that we traditionally start the Lenten season on Wednesday. And it's a great season. Easter is the second Sunday, I think, in April. And it's a good season to kind of take a step back and say, God, what do you want to do in me now? And he's been working on me for a couple of weeks on this, and I'm doing some things and changing some things around, and very thankful for that. Larry, I'm still reading. I'm on the 3.3 plan. Everybody goes, well, what's that? Well, if you read one chapter a day, it takes 3.3 years to read through. So at least I'm doing that. So praise the Lord. We're going to talk about signs and wonders and miracles today. Is there anybody here that believes in signs and wonders and miracles? Are they gone? Are they dead? Are they alive? Are they for today? Are they for tomorrow? Then we're all on the same page. And I want to be a part of that. Do you want to be a part of that? All right, let's go. So we're going to read, and you're going to look at me going, what is this guy doing? In Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 33. We're going back to the story that we call the Christmas story. We traditionally read this during the Christmas season, but I believe God's given me some insight for us to take with us as we continue to press on in the kingdom. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin who was betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored one, for the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And when he saw him, or the angel, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. The angel saw her and said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you'll conceive in your womb, and you'll bring forth a son, and you'll call his name Jesus." That's what we live for. We live for that name, right? That's the name that drives us. He'll be great, and he'll be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Hallelujah. The kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and Christ. Come on. The Kansas City Chiefs call it the Chiefs' kingdom. Well, that kingdom's going to come down too. Because all the kingdoms of the world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever. And we will reign with him forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. So today I'd like to just kind of share about three different things to add to the revelation of the virgin birth. You know, I was talking to a pastor and I was trying to trick him. I said, so what's the first miracle of the New Testament? Well, most of the time we think about Jesus' first miracle of the New Testament, which was turning water into wine, yeah? But it wasn't. This was the first miracle, and he answered correctly, so I applauded him. But anyway, we're going to talk about angelic visitation, we're going to talk about the presence of God, and we're going to talk about being highly favored. That all applies to us. The angelic visitation, verse 28, Larry, of Luke chapter 1. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." having come in. Now remember, as I go through these teachings, I'm teaching the people that have probably never heard that angels are still active today. So if I seem a little entry level, pardon me for that. But just remember, I'm giving it to us what we need to know. Having come in, angels are still visiting us today. They are still active today. And what do they do? How do we activate angels? The scripture says they hearken, or they listen. Everyone say listen. They listen to the voice of his word. So every time we prophesy this word out, angels go forth on our behalf. And we need to remember that. It's just a good reminder that angels go forth on our behalf. Having come in, the angel said to her, yeah, the highly exalted one. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2, we are motivated, this wasn't in the outline, by the way, we are motivated to be kind to people. Remember what I said about Bill Johnson's quote? The biggest lack on the planet today is the goodness of God in people's hearts. I need an answer for people when they say, why does somebody go out and kill somebody? Why does somebody destroy birth before it happens? Why do evil people do evil? It's because they do not have the goodness of God in their heart. If everybody had the goodness of God in their hearts, we would not have evil. Amen? It's a simple thing, but it's the goodness of God that drives us to do what we do. Amen? And so we want to be reminded of that. And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2, it says, don't neglect hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels unaware. So let's be aware. I want to be aware of angels. Amen? Number two, the presence of God. Look at this in chapter 1 of Luke. Having come in, and the angel said to her, he is still coming into our bedrooms. He is still coming into our living rooms. He's still coming into churches. God's presence, Jehovah Shammah, the ever-flowing presence of God, is always here, walking in his presence on a regular basis. And it's important to know that. And Mary was open to that. Well, what does the presence of the Lord do for us? It gives us joy. Come on. We get happy. I get happy when I walk into a place and the presence of God is there. Psalm verse 16, verse 11, it says, you will show me the path of life. You give me directions. And in your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. What about God doesn't the world want? What is it that they don't want? The problem is they don't know what he is. They don't know what he has. And they don't know who he is for them. And we are that voice on the planet to give them that joy. In Matthew chapter 28, it says that he teaches us to do all things and that he is always with us, even to the end of the age. Now, sometimes when you feel a little left out or something ain't working right, you kind of feel like you got the short stick, you know, when you're drawing sin. You feel like you got the short stick. No, God says, I'm always with you. I'm the ever-flowing presence. Everyone say ever-flowing. I'm the ever-flowing. That's what the Hebrew word means about God's presence. I'm the ever-flowing presence. The brook never dries up. Right? He leads us by streams of living waters. He restores our soul. He leads us in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yeah. The ever-flowing presence of God. Hallelujah. And you know, sometimes, anybody got any problems they're dealing with? Yes, Pastor Mike. Okay. Yeah. We got to remember that God's presence is greater than our problems. God's presence is greater than the roadblocks that the devil tries to put in our way. That God's presence is bigger than all of it. We need to comprehend that God's presence melts those things away. In Psalm 97, verse 5, it says, the mountains never fall down at the presence of the Lord. They melt like wax. Once the presence of God comes in, when wax starts to melt, you ever see it stop very quickly? It just kind of keeps going, see? And so our mountains. So we need to remind our mountains that God is bigger than our mountains. We don't need to tell God about our mountains. We just need to tell our mountains about God. and that God is for us and not against us, and that they have to melt like wax in his presence. Hallelujah. And the third thing about Mary, I love this. God is not a respecter of persons, and he called Mary highly favored. When someone says, how are you? Well, I'm blessed. I'm highly, not just favored, but I'm highly favored. It's like the top level of blessing. And Noah found grace. Noah found out what this highly favored issue was. Noah was called to do something that had never been done before. In 120 years where there was no rain, he built a boat. After 120 years. So why do some of the things that God asks us to do, why do we think, oh, this is hard? That'd have been hard. Right? Yeah. But what I love is he found grace. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord, that highly favored grace to do what God has asked him to do. Whatever God is asking us to do, we need to walk in that highly favored grace that Noah found. He says Noah found it. You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes you're waiting on a victory and then all of a sudden you find it. I can't think of a better terminology for it. That's such a wonderful moment. But he found that grace, that strength, that power, and that ability. The other thing is that God pursues us with his favor. In Psalm chapter 5, verse 12, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. Put your name in there. For you, O Lord, will bless Michael. For you, O Lord, will bless Ryan. For you, O Lord, you'll bless Bill. For you, O Lord, you will bless Joe. Put your name in there, because that's where it belongs. Are you the righteousness of God in Christ? Say, I am. Okay, for you, O Lord, will bless the I ams that are in here. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. And he wants to bless us. Amen. Hallelujah. Pursue us with his favor. And to honor us. I think that's something that we kind of forget, that God honors us with his blessings. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, he gives us all things that, it's actually 2 Peter, tells us he gives us all things that pertains to life and godliness. But in Ephesians 1, 3, it said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with some of the spiritual blessings. All the spiritual blessings in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus. Everyone say all. And he doesn't mean some, he means all. And I'm sorry, but all means all. All doesn't mean some. All doesn't mean a few. All means all. 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 Right? Yeah. It means all the blessings of God are ours. So we need to wake up every day. We need to wake up every day. I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Every day this week, I'm going to challenge you. Every day, wake up. I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm blessed with the eternal hope of heaven. I'm blessed with health and healing and prosperity. I'm blessed with the good right hand of God upon me. I'm blessed with authority over the devil. I'm blessed by the word of God to live by. And I'm blessed with the Holy Spirit who gives me directions for my life. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? Well, let's stand up. Stand to your feet and let's bless God. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Father, for the blessings of God that we want to take to a lost and a dying world. We thank you that no problem is bigger than you. We thank you that nothing that the enemy wants to try to throw at us can touch us, Father, because we become the untouchable under the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So, Father, I thank you that each one of us today have grown in our faith and built in our faith, Lord, and trust you and repeat after me. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies, in Christ Jesus. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. Now just receive the blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen if you receive it. Hallelujah. Well, go and serve the Lord. Have a blessed week.